Welcome to Coffee with Kim. I'm Kim Kalp, and every week you and I sit down with fascinating, smart, and talented leaders, CEOs, and founders so that we can copy their homework. If someone knows how to do something really well, I want to know what it is and exactly how they're doing it. Get ready for aha moments, gems of wisdom, and little known tips and tricks that we can steal and use in our own lives. If you want to join these conversations and ask these experts your own questions, no point in just me having all the fun. Join us on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern live over on LinkedIn. Hey, friend. So good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in a really long time, even though it's only been 2 weeks. It feels longer than that. So I'm so excited to join you today. If you are joining us live, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. As you can see, the chat is kind of where it's at. You're going to have a lot of smart people that are putting in tips and tricks and resources over there. So if you are a little shy, don't worry. Come on in. We're a friendly bunch. We would love for you to get those fingers typing and say hello and let us know where you're coming in from and maybe what caffeine beverage you've decided to consume today. However, we get it. You're busy. You have a lot going on. You might not be able to join us live. And that's okay too, because if you are listening to this on your favorite podcast network while you wash the dishes or walk the dog or fold the laundry, never fear, you also will be able to hear all of our tips and tricks about AI and apps that we are using and hopefully you can try using to make your life a little bit easier. I will say the caveat that I'm going to be sharing my screen today. So if you are listening on an Apple podcast network or a Spotify or an Overcast, and I reference something that's on my screen, you might want to check out the video recording because it might make it a little bit easier, but I will try to talk you through it no matter what. So that even if you can't see a screen in front of you, you kind of get the gist of what we're talking about and what we're seeing on screen. I want to say a big special hello to Liz and Rachel and Giacomo and James and Jim and Aaron. And we've got some new people with us today, which is always exciting to see. So if you are feeling shy, I promise, 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 we are such a friendly bunch. You are in good hands here. You might be asking yourself, why are we talking about AI? Why are we talking about apps? You know, it seems like every week there is a new app, there is a new thing to download, there is a new thing to try. And that's true. However, I, your friend Kim here, have been the victim of downloading all those said apps and downloading all those said programs and trying a lot of them. And I can tell you, I've had some ones that I just flat out don't like. And then on the flip side, I've had some that I really love and I'm obsessed with and I use them all day, every day. And therefore, I want to share them with you because if they make my life easier, there's a good chance they also make your life easier. So I also feel like it's one of those things where at least with me, when I am grabbing coffee with a friend or we're having lunch and the person across from me is telling me about some awesome new app or some amazing new shortcut that they're trying, a lot of times, because I personally am a visual learner, I will say, show me. So again, if we're at a coffee shop, I will tell the other person, like, literally get out your phone and show me what you're talking about. Like, walk me through what you're saying so that I understand it a little bit better. And so what I realized is that maybe Anya or maybe Mahir or maybe Joe or maybe Coach Eric also has those same learning styles where it's like, yeah, but show me. Like, don't just tell me that that app's really great. Don't just tell me that this new feature is really cool, but actually show me how I can use it. So that is really the focus of today's session, is sitting across from you and literally showing you the apps and programs that I'm using all the time and really kind of doubling down on and something that you also might want to double down on. I'm going to show you things that both work on desktop and on your phone. So it's one of those things that we're going to talk about, a little bit of phone stuff, a little bit of desktop stuff, things that can go across both things. But I'm also a very good listener. So if you have an app or you have a shortcut or you have a program that you have been loving, that you are obsessed with, that you are like, oh my gosh, you have to check this out, I would also like to know what that is. And I'm going to share a couple. When I posted that we were going to do this session last week, Manny and a couple other people also put some awesome recommendations in the comments. And I was like, I got to try. Some of those I kind of dabbled with, but again, I just got them a couple days ago and I've had my dad in town, so I haven't been able to like really dig into them, but I'll probably do it this weekend when he leaves. So all that to say, I also want to hear what you're really loving and what you're really into. I love that Tess is like, visual learners unite. I know. I feel like sometimes I feel a little left out when people, my husband is very much like an auditory learner. You can just tell him something and he can kind of see it in his mind. And I'm just like lost. Like, I'm like, I need to like, get me a piece of paper and a pen, get out something and show me what you're talking about. So you know me, I'm a sucker for a good agenda. We already did the first thing, which is meet each other. If you're new here, again, I'm Kim. I'm so excited that we're going to have a little coffee chat today. We're going to go over the tools that I'm loving. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about like when I think it's not that great to use AI. You've probably heard me talk about this before. If you follow me on LinkedIn or you follow me on any social media networks, I tend to get a little bit spicy about when I feel like people are using AI too much, especially when it comes to content, especially when it comes to writing, especially when it's people I know or I'm friendly with or colleagues or friends. I will read something and go, that's not you. You don't talk like that. I know you. I've sat across from you. I've had lunch with you. I've had dinner with you. We've hung out. We've gone for walks. Like, you don't talk like that. So like, I feel like I can tell the AI really quickly. And for me, that's a turnoff. So again, I'll die on that hill a little bit later. But again, I want this to be interactive. Please chime in if there's something you want me to focus on a little bit more or something that you really recommend or you want to piggyback. Like again, sharing is caring. We're all friends here. So without further ado, I'm going to share my screen. I pulled up a couple tabs. We're going to go through them one by one. The first one that I want to go into, and I don't know what you use for project management. And when I say project management, I feel like people sometimes can think like, well, I'm in a sales role, or I'm in a marketing role, or I'm a computer analyst. You know, I'm not a project manager. And I feel like sometimes the word project manager software gets like a bad rap because a lot of times, honestly, I just say the word like to-do list or like kind of brain, the brain center. So for instance, I use Notion. You might have heard numerous other products that people use. Maybe it's Asana. Maybe it's ClickUp. Maybe it's HubSpot. There's tons of them. I have tried a lot of them. I won't say all of them because there are always new ones popping up, but I've tried Basecamp. I've tried Asana. I've tried ClickUp. I've tried HubSpot. I've tried so many of these different softwares. And the one that I think is the most user-friendly does the best across both your cell phone and your desktop, because that's important for me, because I don't know about you, but you know, I'm looking at grocery lists, not on my desktop, but on my phone. I'm looking at work emails and work to-dos on my phone as I run errands, not necessarily just on desktop. So really important for me to have something that works on desktop and the phone, number two. And the third thing I really like about it is it allows multiple people to be in the program at once, changing things and editing things. So I could be in the agenda working on my to-do list. Shelby can be in the agenda working on her to-do list. Abby can be in her to-do list, and it doesn't mess anything up. And so for anybody that's ever used like Excel or any of these other things, sometimes it'll say like error, conflict, two versions are saved at once. Drives me cuckoo. I love that we have somebody saying, I love Notion. I particularly love their calendar feature. Exactly. I feel like their calendar feature is another thing that I really like about it. So it actually knows what day it is and what's going on. And I am similar to Rachel. And Rachel has said, I splurged on a custom Notion solution that works for exactly what I need to accomplish. So that is another thing I really like about Notion, which is you can have templates and things that people have already created that you can kind of copy their homework and steal from them. So anyways, that is my plug for Notion. However, a couple weeks ago, for Rachel and anybody else who uses Notion, about 2-3 weeks ago, and again, you guys are going to have to tell me. I know this is true in the United States. I know sometimes companies release updates differently. Like I'll have somebody write from Australia and say, that's not coming up for me yet. And then likewise, people in Europe will say, well, do you have this plugin? And like, I won't have it in America. So for what I know, it's released in America. I think it's released everywhere else. But you guys, if you have Notion, will have to tell me. Notion, a couple weeks ago, released an AI feature. So how I've been describing it to friends is imagine ChatGPT and Notion sort of had a baby. And what popped out is this Notion AI. And I'm going to show you an example of something that I really like about it. And again, it reminds me of almost like a, I don't even want to say personal assistant. I almost want to say like second brain, because what it can do is it not only looks through kind of your land, it looks through other people's land. So I'll use myself, for example. Not only do I use Notion for things like this, like Coffee with Kim, with Shelby, but I also use Notion in my marketing agency with Abby and Ashley and everybody I work with over there. So what I love about this new Notion AI feature is it can stretch across multiple lands, depending on what it is, and I can ask it questions. So again, I'm going to show you an example of that right now. So what I just pulled up is what the Notion AI tab looks like. And again, if you're joining us on podcast form, I'm going to talk you through this. But basically, it is now on the left-hand corner of your Notion. It says Notion AI, and it says, how can I help you today? And what it can do is, again, it can go through all of your Notion projects. So for example, I can say something like, I want to make sure that Shelby has everything that she needs from me this week. What are the 4 items I should prioritize today for her? So what that will do is that will comb through all of my various programs and profiles and things that I have to do with Shelby. As you can see, I've been playing with it a little bit too much. And so I personally have run out of these free Notion AI credits. So I'd have to upgrade. As you can see, playing with it a bit too much this week. But you can ask it questions. And again, it gives you like a set amount of questions that you can ask. And then you can go in and just say anything you want, you know, and it will prioritize after it reads everything, what it thinks that you should prioritize. That's an example of how I've been using it. I also want to give you an example of how my friend has been using it. So he was just telling me over the weekend, I was asking him like how he's been using this new feature. And what's really interesting for him is he will have all of his team, and I think he manages around 20 people, so a fairly large team, in their own personal Notions at the end of each week, he will have them list like the 5 things that they kind of move the ball on that week, and then also the 5 things that are kind of stopping them from getting to the next, like maybe they're waiting on approvals for something. Then what he will have Notion do is he will have Notion analyze all of their reports. And Notion will come back and tell him, okay, it's Monday morning. What should I be focused on as a boss, you know, as managing these leaders that will unlock the majority of their to-do lists? And then it might be something like, you know, get an update from the marketing team so that the sales team can continue with refresh numbers or whatever it is. You get the idea. So I think that that is just a really cool way that this new Notion AI feature is working. Lisa is asking, do you use Notion for project management? Absolutely, I use it for project management. But again, the reason I sort of hate the word project management is because I also use Notion, Lisa, for a ton of personal stuff. Like I put a ton of restaurants that I want to try if I'm like randomly on Instagram and I see something that I want to try. I use it for my to-do list. I will use it for reminders about my cousin's birthday or about something that I need to send to someone. So it's not just project management, I guess, in the more like traditional work sense. I also use it for kin management, you know, life management. And I feel like that is really great. I know Shelby uses it a lot for meeting notes. So that's, you know, something that's really helpful. Benoit is saying, I use Notion for not only project management, but for business planning and for class notes. So again, kind of summarizing and going in. So again, Lisa, I would say Notion has been something that I have found for lean teams and for small teams works really well. But at the same time, again, it's not me. My friend who I was talking to this weekend literally manages 30 people. And also uses Notion in this same way. So I think it can scale up or down kind of depending on how you need it or when you use it. I'm glad that Giacomo is saying that they in Europe, they also have this Notion AI new feature. Because again, like I said, sometimes I can't tell, like if we get things in America, I'm like, does everybody have this or only some people have this? Like, you know, who's getting this? And Rachel's also saying like, yeah, I run it for my life too. So I always say it's not just a work thing. It can also be like a life, like a Rachel manager or a Kim manager or a Shelby manager. Like it can also manage just your everyday life. Again, I know there are a ton of other ones. So Benoit is, you know, mentioning Trello as something, you know, what I always say to people is it's a little bit like dating. You kind of have to date around, like try Asana, try ClickUp, try Basecamp, try Trello. You know, I tried all of them and I landed on Notion. So, you know, I would personally say start with Notion. If Notion doesn't work, kind of like then move on. But for me personally, I think it really depends on the person because there are people that, you know, still totally swear by Asana and just think it's like the best thing ever. So I say all that as like, you kind of have to know like what your personality type is and what you might be using it for, if that makes any sense. So again, I will just kind of like leave you to like figure out what the best thing might be for you. The second program that I have absolutely been loving, I'm so obsessed with it. You've probably heard me talk about it like a million times before, is this concept of Whisper Flow. And if you're anything like me, when iPhone finally came out with their talk to text feature, I was talking to text constantly. Like instead of typing up some big long text message to my friend about how the lunch place we were supposed to go to is closed for renovations. And so I'm actually at the sandwich shop two doors down and she should come in. You know, I would just do talk to text and say, hey, Shelby, the lunch place we were going to is closed. I'm two doors down at the sandwich shop. Meet me there. Boom, send. However, for some reason, I don't know why, you might have experienced this if you've ever used talk to text on your iPhone or maybe your Samsung. Your iPhone gets confused So if I say the word Shelby, it might write shells because it doesn't recognize Shelby. Or instead of saying sandwich shop, it might have said sandwich chop, C-H-O-P. So it's good. It's not great. Also, your grammar, you know, it doesn't add commas. It doesn't capitalize, you know, the name of the restaurant you're going to. It's okay, but it's not great. So when my friend Cody told me about Whisper Flow, I just became obsessed. And what I really like about Whisper Flow is it can help you type faster. And as you can see on screen, if you are just typing on a keyboard, most people on average can type about 45 words per minute. And again, that's kind of average. There are some people that type faster, some people that type slower, but on average, 45 words a minute. However, if we're talking like you and I are doing right now, you can do 200, you know, words per minute. You can talk much, much faster and get out many more words than you can type them. And what I really like about this program, similarly to what we were saying before, is that it works not only on your phone, but it also works on desktop. So again, I feel like you're going to say what I think you're going to say, which is show me what you're talking about. So I'm going to show you an example of me talking and how Whisper Flow is really leveraging AI to do this in just a superior way than what I'm seeing on, you know, Google Apps or what I'm seeing on your iPhone or what I'm seeing on Samsung. So let's walk through an example together. So I just pulled up my ChatGPT just to get a blank screen to show you. I'm going to enable Whisper Flow on my desktop keyboard by pressing this little button called FN. And then I'm just going to talk. And I'm going to use words that I think the iPhone would mess up. And I'm going to use grammar that the iPhone just can't catch. So, are you ready? Let's do this. I'm so excited to meet you for lunch today. I really wanted to go to this sandwich place, but instead, well, wait. Actually, I really wanted to go to this sushi place, but it was closed. So instead, I ended up eating Italian. Right as I was walking in, my dad called and I told him, "You will not believe who I saw today, but I saw Fernando and he was going to the mailbox. What are the odds that I ran into him?" After I told him that, I said I would call him later, but I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. Then what Whisper Flow will do is, as you can see, it will fill in everything I said. But it fills in everything I said in a unique way. So as you heard me say, I had a little mess up in there where I said, "I'm really excited to eat." And then I kind of stumbled across sandwich. And then I corrected myself and said, "I mean sushi." If you've ever done that in an iPhone, or if you've ever done that in a Samsung, what will happen is your iPhone will literally write, "I'm really excited about a sandwich. I mean sushi." Like it won't have the intelligence to recognize that you messed up, that you meant to say sushi, but instead you said sandwich. So it will just type everything that you say word for word. Whereas, as you can see with Whisper Flow, it recognizes that I made a mistake and it corrected it for me. So it says, "I'm so excited to meet you for lunch today. I really wanted to go to this sushi place, but it was closed. So instead, I ended up eating Italian." Then what I really like in this next part is you can see where I told it something that my dad said. Now, again, if you're writing an iPhone or if you're writing in Samsung, it will usually just, again, kind of write exactly what you're saying. But because Whisper Flow enables AI technology, it understands, just like if you're reading a book or a magazine, that I'm telling this person something that my dad said. So it puts it in quotations. So when I say, "I was walking in and my dad called and I told him, you will not believe who I saw today," it actually puts commas and quotations and appropriate capitalizations to say, "You will not believe who I saw today," which again, usually just does not happen when you are using other programs. And then lastly, you can see in the last line, it says, "After I told him that, I said I would call him later, but I'm looking forward to seeing you soon." You can see that it adds not only commas, but the correct punctuation. So when I use the word like I'm, it does an I with apostrophe and an M and an exclamation mark, because it could tell from my voice tone when I said, I'm so excited to see you today, or I'm really looking forward to seeing you. It knows that me, Kim, is very excited for that. So it knows to put an exclamation mark at the end of this sentence, as opposed to something that's just more of a statement like the words, so I ended up eating Italian. I wanted to show you how Whisper Flow works in real time because I feel like it's just such a game changer compared to the talk to text or what we normally see on our iPhones, our Samsungs. And again, talk to text for me has never been possible on desktop. You would not believe how fast I'm going through emails now, because I am literally talking, I'm reading an email and I'm talking out my response. I'm literally pressing one button and saying, hey Giacomo, now that I think about it, I know we said we'd go to the movies on Thursday, but turns out I'm busy. Can we look at Friday instead? Or if Friday doesn't work for you, let's try Saturday or Sunday. I'm better in the afternoons, but I could swing something at nighttime if you want. Unclick the button. It types it all out. Boom. I'm able to send that to Giacomo in literally minutes, as opposed to having to type it all out. So I have really been enjoying this, not only on desktop, but on my phone as well. So if you're like me and you are sending a lot of emails or you're texting with a lot of friends, I feel like this is going to be a game changer for you. I'm not going to lie to you. I was doubtful. My friend Cody was telling me about this program for weeks. And I was like, yeah, I'll try it. And she was on me like white on rice. She was like, why haven't you downloaded it? Why haven't you tried it? Why? And finally, I was like, I was kind of annoyed, honestly. I was like, I'll just try it, just because she will not stop asking me about it. And now I kind of see why she wouldn't stop bugging me about it, because she knows me really well. And she knew that I would be sort of obsessed with it. And I'm like, yeah, you were right. I do, you know, do that a lot. And so it is very helpful. You know, Martha is also saying, I don't know if she's talking about Notion or about Whisper Flow, but she said it's really good at transcribing calls. So, and Joe's like, that's super impressive. I know, Joe, I thought the same thing when I saw Whisper Flow. I was like, okay, this is big. And Shelby is saying it's a great idea to use for emails because, you know, you can use it on a desktop and it can differentiate between your voice and your kids. I will say a lot of times it's any voice. It doesn't quite know my personal voice yet, but it works pretty well. I totally recommend people give it a try. It's pretty cool. Another thing that I really, really think that you should give a try if you haven't already is to use the email program Superhuman. So what Superhuman does is, let's say you have a Gmail. Most people have a Gmail account at this point. You know, so let's say your email is, you know, jeffwalsh@gmail.com. And, you know, you log into Gmail and you use your Gmail. All great. Superhuman, it's not a new email address. It's not like a new thing. How I kind of tell people, imagine it like a coat of paint. So you still have your Gmail, you still have your jeffwalsh@gmail.com. It's just like a coat of paint that goes kind of over your Gmail. So Superhuman is a coat of paint that goes over your Gmail and just allows you to move through your email faster by automating a lot of things that might be tedious. So what could that be? And again, I know Gmail has a lot of these features as well, but I think it's really helpful because it just does it in a way and it starts to learn your behavior. And so it will suggest things to you. So again, you can send things later. So you can draft an email and say, send this out on Monday at 8 a.m. You can also set up at basically these kind of like smart replies, where I know it's a little creepy, you know, for better or for worse, it will start to learn you. It will start to learn how you speak. It will start to learn how you answer questions, and it will create these sort of instant replies. Now, you don't have to use those instant replies. You can, you know, choose your own adventure. But like for me, for example, Shelby every week will send me an email that says, "Hey, Kim, I drafted up the podcast notes for you. You know, you can look at them in Notion." So Superhuman knows that I usually respond to that and say, "Thanks, Shelby. I'll look at it, you know, tomorrow." Or, "Thanks, Shelby. I'll look at it on Friday." It kind of knows I look at it towards the end of the week. And so now, because I have written that email so many times and Shelby has sent me that email so many times, when that email comes in my inbox and I go to press reply, it autofills a suggested reply for me. It will say, "Thanks, Shelby." You know, it will kind of learn how I usually answer those. And again, sometimes I don't want to answer it with that. Sometimes I want to say, "Thanks, Shelby. I'm going out of town this weekend. I'm probably not going to look at it. I trust you. Post it as is." So, you know, I'll have to backspace over what it suggests and instead, you know, put in my own thing. But it is a cool feature. You can unsubscribe and clear things from your spam very quickly. You can just in one click, and you can snooze emails to get it back faster from you. So again, it's one of those things that I always tell people. I know you're hesitant to change something. I know you're like, "Oh, like I hate change. I don't want to learn a new system." If you are a Gmail user, and you use it every day. So like I have friends that have Gmail accounts, let's say at their office, they use Microsoft Office and they use that every day. And their Gmail is kind of more like their personal. And maybe they only use it on like Saturdays and Sundays for like personal stuff, but not during the week for work stuff. Maybe it doesn't make sense for you. But if you're using Gmail daily, if that is what you are using, you know, if Gmail is powering, like for me, Gmail is powering my office email as well. So when somebody writes an email to kim@brightideasonly.com, which is my work email, you're welcome. That is powered by Gmail. So I can use that Superhuman kind of coat of paint, if you will, with my Bright Ideas Only Gmail account. So if Gmail powers your work email, you can absolutely work with this. I know James is saying like, "This is such a bummer because Superhuman doesn't work with Apple's mail." I know. It is such a bummer. There are certain mail programs where Superhuman won't work. And unfortunately, Apple is one of them. But it does work with Gmail. And I believe it also now works with Microsoft Office at this point, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think they did that update last year. So again, it's one of those things that I always tell people, just give it a try, you know, try it for a week. If you end up hating it, okay, no harm, no foul. You hate it, you know, no biggie. But I really feel like it's one of those things that once you try it and once you actually kind of like give it a go, it's going to be extremely helpful for you, like really, really helpful for you. So again, if you're into trying something new, if you're into kind of updating your email, I highly recommend Superhuman. Now, I wanted to get to like a fun one that I've been using because all of these have kind of been, you know, work focused. And not that there's anything wrong with work, but I also kind of want to tell you about some stuff I've been doing with like AI and apps that are not work focused. And one of the ones that I am just obsessed with lately is if you are a social media scroller, that would be me. I am scrolling on Instagram. I am, for better or for worse, scrolling on TikTok. I know I shouldn't. I have to see what Gen Z is doing. I have to see what the kids are doing. I have to stay cool. Okay, so I am scrolling a little bit on TikTok. I'm scrolling more on Instagram, but I do scroll occasionally on TikTok. So those are kind of like my two biggest scrolls. I'll sometimes do a little scroll on Pinterest, you know, every once in a while, but those are kind of like my two main social media feeds. Now, one thing that both of those social media feeds have learned about me, and maybe this was you too, it started in quarantine during COVID, I got super into cooking because I realized very quickly during quarantine that my like three or four kind of hit dishes by week number four were getting real old. Like you can only eat so many taco bowls before you are like, I gotta learn to cook something else because while I love these taco bowls, I'm getting really sick of these taco bowls. So during COVID, like 2020, 2021, I started to search for new recipes because I was getting very sick of my own cooking. And I love my husband, but he can only barbecue. And you can also only eat so many things from the grill. You can only eat so many grilled chicken breasts and so many grilled steaks before once again, you're like, we got to figure something else out. So I started to look up recipes. And then as you know, better than anyone, the social medias, they know what you're doing. And they're probably listening, by the way. You say something like, it would be really nice to have a muffin. And before you know it, muffins start following you all around the internet. Muffin ads, muffin cookingware. All of a sudden you open up Instagram and there's muffin ads and the muffins are everywhere. You become the muffin man for no reason other than you said, it would be nice to have a muffin. So anyways, the social medias had learned that I obviously was interested in cooking. One thing that I would always have happen is I would find these recipes and I would say like, oh, this muffin recipe looks really interesting, but like, am I going to like copy it down? Like, am I going to get out a piece of paper and a pen and start writing like two eggs and like, where does it go? Do I put it in my Notion? You know, and sometimes people wouldn't write out the recipe. It would say like, you know, go to this link to find it. And it would just drive me bonkers because I'd be like, you know, I'd start saving some of the recipes on Instagram, but then some of them would be saved on TikTok and, you know, then they're in two different places. And then I would forget, did I see those muffins on Instagram? Did I see them on TikTok? Did I save them? What's happening? So I was so excited when I found this app, and this app is called DGlaze. So DEGLAZE, DGlaze. And what it does is it consolidates all of your recipes in one place. So if you are saving recipes from Facebook, if you are saving recipes from Instagram, from TikTok, from YouTube, from websites, it will compile them all in one place. But here is my favorite part of it. If let's say somebody on Instagram or somebody on TikTok has written out the recipe, DGlaze has an AI feature that will read, kind of I say in quotes read, because again, I don't know how the computers do it, but it reads what the caption says and it interprets it and puts it into your recipe collector. So really, really cool. So again, let me walk you through how this works. Because again, if you were in a coffee shop with me and I was telling you about this, if you were like me and a visual learner, I'd be like, show me. Like, I get what you're saying in theory. Okay, we can say things, but like, show me. So again, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast, I'm going to talk you through this. If you're watching this, you are going to see me hold up my phone to the computer camera and show you this. So let's say I pick somebody who I like to follow for their recipes. In this case, I'm picking a local Austin person. Her name is Olivia. And Olivia posts recipes that are gluten-free, dairy-free, and refined sugar-free. That's a lot of frees. And it sounds like I need all those frees. So you can see here that Olivia has all these different things up. And one of the things of her last posts were these muffins. And she has a little video where she is doing a dupe or a copy of Starbucks' pumpkin, I think it's pumpkin spice muffins. And it's a little video and it shows her cooking them. And then when you scroll down the video and you go to go to the kind of like comments, it will have the ingredients. So it says it's, you know, 2 large eggs and nut milk and flour and everything else. So you can press on Instagram this little arrow, kind of like the little send, the little fly away send button. And then you will go to share to, and sure enough, up pops up all the, you can email it to a friend, you can text it. And as you can see, the first one for me is Deglaze. And it will say, do you want to add this recipe to your library? In which case I would say, yes, add this to my library. And then magically, this, you know, Starbucks copycat pumpkin cream cheese muffin recipe has now been saved into my Deglaze app. So no longer am I like saving some things on Facebook, but then saving other things on Instagram, but then saving other things on TikTok. Now, when I go to my Deglaze app, it has everything in one place ready for me to go. And not only that, but in this Deglaze app, what's really cool, again, kind of like the AI, the kind of smart features of it all, is as you can see, I have 130 recipes in here, and it's smart. It has interpreted, I have 30 main courses, I have 24 sides, I have 18 appetizers, I have 64 desserts. You can see that social media likes to fill, send me these desserts. Cookies and muffins and cakes. And I'm always like, that cupcake looks good. That cookie looks good. That cake looks good. And you can see I've done that 64 times. I've saved 64 of these. And so it will pull up kind of where like, oh, it found this on Instagram. Oh, you saved this from Facebook. Oh, you saved this from TikTok, wherever. When you click one, it will show you, it will pull up the ingredients, it will pull up the instructions. So just really, really cool. Again, it's sort of the twofold. If you like cooking, so I know that that eliminates some of us. And then also if you scroll on social media. So I think that actually, I won't even say that doesn't include all of us because I know you're a scroller. People like to act like holier than thou. Like I had a friend the other day was like, deleted all the social media apps from my phone. And I was like, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Teresa. Let me know how that's going. You could sit on your high horse at brunch today, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And we're going to see if that's still deleted from your phone because newsflash, it's coming back on your phones. Joe is saying, my wife is an awesome cook and is going to love this. And James said, my wife too, I already shared the link with her. So Aaron is like, yes, you know, Deglaze is so awesome. And, you know, using it for recipes is really easy. So again, if you're a scroller and you like cooking, I think that this app is going to be something that you really love. Or by the way, if you know somebody that fits those two things. And I will say, just from like a marketing angle, something that I thought was really smart is the app is totally free. So they use what I call the Applebee's model. And I call it the Applebee's model because if you've ever seen ads for Applebee's, one thing that Applebee's does and TGI Fridays was famous for doing is they were famous for giving you something for free. So they would say something like free appetizer when two adult meals are purchased. So in your mind, you're like, yeah, if I'm going to lunch with a friend and we're both going to get a cheeseburger, but you're telling me I get a free spinach and artichoke dip, then like, yeah, I'm going to go to Applebee's. So it kind of gets you in the door with something free. And then it kind of like reels you in. What I think is so smart about this Deglaze app is it's totally free. I think for like the first 40 recipes or something like that. So what it does, you're kind of like a crack addict, is like you get in the habit of saving it and you get in the habit of using it and it's free. So you're like, if it's free, it's for me. And you're clicking and you're saving and you're baking and you're doing and you're cooking. And then when you hit a certain amount, maybe it's 50 recipes, I don't know. Then it says like, you've run out of room. It's kind of like our iPhones when it's like, you know, your cloud storage is out and you're like, you end up paying another $2.99 because you're like, well, I guess I need more cloud storage. because by the way, I never know what to delete on that. I'm like, what are we doing? How am I using all this cloud? Like, where, what am I storing in the cloud? I don't know. But I end up paying the $299 and who knows, Apple takes all my money and, you know, they buy another yacht, Tim Cook. So anyways, deGlaze kind of get, you have free like 50 and then you have to pay, I think it's like however much for the whole year. Anyways, I ended up upgrading because once I started to do it, I was like, this is like, they get you with the free and they get you in the habit of using it and doing it. And then you're kind of hooked. So then the minute they tell you like, oh, now it's going to cost, you know, $20. You're like, oh, $20. Like, I can't live without this app now. So, and I know ChatGPT does something similar where it's like free up until a certain amount. And then they kind of get you and then you got to pay for it. Speaking of ChatGPT, I wanted to kind of show you something that I've been using ChatGPT for that I think could be really helpful for you. Again, just sort of like in everyday life. One thing that I think ChatGPT does really well once you've been using it for a while is it really starts to get to know you for better or for worse. And so a lot of times when I hear about like new apps or you got to try this or you got to try that, I will actually ask my ChatGPT, like, is this something that's helpful for me? So I'll give you an example. The same friend that was telling me about the Notion AI this weekend was telling me all about how he uses Shortcuts, which is an app on your iPhone. And apparently they just did some like new update and that's why he was talking about it. But what the Shortcuts app does is it basically sets up a series of these automations. So again, my friend was telling me that he set up this automation that his alarm goes off every morning at 6:30 a.m. The minute he presses on his iPhone off, which is an orange button, by the way, like iPhone off, like alarm off, his Shortcut, like that trigger of turning the alarm off, will trigger like five things to happen at once. All of a sudden on his screen, he'll get a pop-up that includes the weather. So it'll say like, good morning, you know, the weather outside is 56 today. It will tell him what calls he has for the first 3 hours of the day. So it will either say like the first 3 hours of the day, you have nothing to do, or it will say at 9 a.m. you have a call and at 10 a.m. you have an in-person meeting. And then the third thing it will do is it will start playing his good morning playlist. He has this playlist that he like, I don't know, he wakes up to it every day and it's like these feel-good songs and he listens to them in the shower. But anyways, the Shortcut program, basically the minute you do this one action, kind of reminds me of like those domino games that you used to play as a kid where you set up all the dominoes and you flick one domino and then all the other dominoes fall over. So basically that first domino flick for him is like turning off the alarm. And then that kind of puts on a series of, it pulls up the weather, pulls up his schedule for the day, pulls up his playlist and starts playing it, you know, kind of all in a row. So when my friend was telling me about this, I had the same thought that you probably did, which is like, do I really need another app? Like, do I really, it sounds kind of cool, but like, do I need it? And so one thing I wanted to show you that I did, because again, I think this is like kind of a cool, interesting way to use ChatGPT in a way that maybe other people aren't using it, is I literally just asked. I literally opened up my ChatGPT and I said, you know me and you know what I focus on. A friend recommended that I start using my iPhone Shortcut app. What are the top five things that you think that I could use this Shortcut app for that would make my life easier and more streamlined? You know, simple question, like what, you know, what do you think? And one of the things that ChatGPT came back with that I thought was really interesting is it said, I think that you should have a travel mode switch. So it knows that I travel a lot. I go to the airport. It says you should set up a geotag that when you arrive to the airport, it A, immediately turns on your do not disturb so that you're not getting calls while you're like going through TSA or, you know, trying to get your boarding pass out. It should automatically text Fernando, my husband, or my parents something like just got to the airport or boarding now, you know, call you in a little bit. and it should automatically pull up your boarding pass, and it should automatically open the airline app with the gate info. So again, I can sort of take that information and say, could be interesting, could be something that I could try using the shortcut app for, or I could say, you know what, I got a lot of other apps that I'm trying to focus on. You know, I don't know if this one makes sense for me. James is saying that he's played around with this a little bit and it's pretty cool. So again, I'd be curious if you've played around with the Shortcuts app on the iPhone. I know a lot of people have been doing that and using it. But again, kind of the ChatGPT element, why I think that's interesting is a lot of times, especially if you're using ChatGPT a lot, the advice that we're getting from people is like how to get ChatGPT to do your work for you. And I think that's great. So people will say, you know, I have to write an email to my boss, you know, help me write this email more concisely, or help me write this email to sound more stern, or help me write this email to get my point across faster, you know, whatever. And that's great. And ChatGPT can help you for all of those things. And I think that's wonderful. But what I think is really kind of like the next level unlock for ChatGPT is not just getting it to do your work for you, because that's great, but really asking it, how can I improve my life? Because at the core of it, I think what we all want to do is we want to make our lives more seamless, more useful. We want to do more with less. We want to have less apps on our phone that do more things. So I think really saying to ChatGPT, you know me, you know, what's something that you think that I could download or improve on, or, use the Shortcuts app for, as an example. So I love that James just did this in real time. He said, I asked my ChatGPT, what are some things that I could use the shortcut apps for? And his ChatGPT came back with things like a motorcycle ride mode, with things like his garden log and his reminders, with travel tips for him. So I think that that is something that, you know, having ChatGPT say, okay, you know, it knows that you like gardening a lot, and it knows that maybe you need to water the garden Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. You know, maybe you set the shortcut app to automatically remind you to water on those days, as an example. So I think it's just more of a, you know, to Jeff's point, more of a creative way to use ChatGPT. So I wanted to share that with you because I feel like a lot of the content, and listen, I absorb a lot of the content too. A lot of the content is helping you have ChatGPT do your work, write your emails, edit your papers, brainstorm with you. And again, those things are all great. It can totally help you do all of those things. And I love that. But really, instead saying, now that you know me, because for better or for worse, your ChatGPT does start to know you, what do you think I could use this for? So, and again, I wanted to give you like a real life example, because I think that that's, you know, helpful. As I was looking through this post, and you know, I had asked when I had said we were going to do this session, like, does anybody have anything that, you know, they think that I should look at as like a cool app or something? And Manny, I don't know if Manny is here live. I think he said he couldn't join, so it might just be that he watches this or listens to it in a podcast form. But he said, I totally recommend that you use Replit, which is a cool kind of app building software. He's like, I really think that it's a cool program and I think you would like it. So I asked ChatGPT, I said, my friend Manny recommended that I start using the app building software Replit. Knowing me, knowing my work, knowing my personal life, knowing what I like doing, what are some things that you think that I could build in Replit that would help my everyday life? And again, ChatGPT answered, You know, it thinks that I could use it as a custom itinerary generator. So instead of typing up my travel plans into my notes, like, okay, on Friday, I leave out of JFK at 5 o'clock. I land in Austin at 8 p.m. Then we have an 8:30 p.m. dinner reservation, you know, at this restaurant with two friends. And, you know, it will automatically generate that for me. And it says things like, you know, a smart packing assistant and how it will help me, you know, do you need to bring a jacket or whatever it is. So again, just kind of like, I think an interesting way to use your ChatGPT, especially when you start getting recommendations from people, like in this case, Manny telling me like, well, you got to try Replit. And Benoit is saying like Replit is cool as well. But he also found that another one is a powerful thing to use. So I just think it's like a cool way for you to use ChatGPT. And I also want to highlight something that Jimmy is saying here. Jimmy is saying ChatGPT helped me figure out all the doctor's notes from my tests and interpret them from my MyChart account. So again, I think that's such a great example, Jimmy, as you know, ChatGPT gets to know you and you, what you do and what you eat and where you go. And you know, as you ask it questions and as it interacts with you, I think it's just like a cool way to use the app instead of just having it do things for you. So I cannot believe 55 minutes have gone. I feel like we've been flying through these so quickly. But I would love, love, love to know anything that you are trying. I would love to know any apps that you are super obsessed with or interested in or using. So as you can see, I showed you a ton of mine. I showed you Whisperflow, which I'm obsessed with. I showed you Notion. I showed you Deglaze. And Superhuman, and you know, creative ways to use ChatGPT. You know, those are just some things that I've been using really on like a daily basis. I mean, kind of over and over again that I thought could be helpful for you. But I would love to know if you're using something, if there is an app, or if there is a software program, or if there is an AI that you have been like obsessed with and using a bunch. Please let me know. You can either drop it in the chat or you can message it to me because like I said, I am constantly on the hunt for new programs, new things to do. I would love to know kind of like what tools that you're using either at work or in your everyday life because again, I kind of feel like the best recommendations that I get are from you. It's from us. It's from like going back and forth. So I know Shelby has been using Cast Magic a ton for repurposing content. And that's been super, super helpful. And she's been one of many people that I know that has really been loving Cast Magic. So for anybody that makes content online, I think that that's really a good one for you. But again, would just love to know kind of what you're using and what you're learning. If this type of kind of learning is interesting to you, I think that you might enjoy my Entrepreneurship Foundations course. So if you haven't checked that out already, we have we're kind of getting closer and closer, 500,000 learners who have watched it, which is so freaking cool. I'm so excited about that. But it's about an hour of content all about how to kind of get entrepreneurial in your everyday life and really start to kind of dig in to that side of yourself a little bit more. So like I said, we are here every single week. We love hanging out. We love sharing tips and tricks and content with each other. And next week, we are going to be right back here, same time, same place, with none other than Goldie Chan, who is just an awesome personal branding wizard who really focuses on introverts and how introverts can dig into their personal brand in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming or salesy or uncomfortable, which is kind of the best place to be. So you can always go to getcoffeewithkim.com and you can see the full schedule and sign up for calendar links and reminders of when we're going to be doing those sessions and how you can join. So highly recommend you head over to getcoffeewithkim.com and join us here every week, because I think it's pretty freaking great. And I think you'll like it a lot. So I know that you have a million things to do today and you're in a rush and you have a lot of things going on. So I just wanted to thank you so much for spending the last 59 minutes with me, digging into how we can help you become faster, better, more streamlined in your everyday life, whether that is work or personal, because let's face it, a to-do list is a to-do list no matter what's on it. So I'm really excited that you chose to spend a little bit of time with me today. I really, really appreciate it. I cannot wait to dig into all of your recommendations. So please keep them coming. And until then, I will see you next Wednesday. Same time, same place, 1 p.m. Eastern. You can always go to getcoffeewithkim.com and we will send you a calendar invite so that it's all magically there waiting for you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the week and that you have an awesome weekend. And my homework assignment to you is try at least one of these programs or apps and let me know how it goes. All right, sounds good. I will see you next week. Bye, friend.
Whew, that was some good stuff. Thanks for being a part of this week's Coffee with Kim. If podcasts are your thing, subscribe to the show and you'll see a new episode appear next week in your favorite listening app. If you want to be a part of the conversation, join us live on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern over on LinkedIn. You can RSVP at getcoffeewithkim.com. I want you to have your questions answered, because why should I get to have all the fun? And let's be honest, you know how to ask some hard-hitting questions. My guests and I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon.